Hey, friends, welcome back to the Morning Mindset. Hey, can I let you know you're leaky there? It's not a real comforting phrase, I understand, but the point I'm making is this. Overnight, our hope and our faith and our courage kind of leaks out of us. It leaves our minds, and we need to practice what we're doing here on the Morning Mindset every single day. We need to realign our minds with the truth of God's Word, and that's what we're here to do. So welcome. I'm glad you're here. Now, friends, let me begin by asking you this question. Do you have a person or maybe many people in your life who you would say are gifts to you? God has given them to you and they're like a gift. I know many people would say this about their children, especially when they're really little, those cute little infants. I mean, how obviously they are a gift to us from God. But who are the people in your life who you would say are God's gifts to you? Today in Ephesians chapter 4, we're going to be looking at verses 11 through 13, where the Apostle Paul begins to teach us that God has given us some people gifts within the church. And he's going to start explaining to us who they are and why they exist. We're going to dig into that in just a moment. Before we do, I want to extend an offer to you, a kind of gift that my wife and I have put together. It's a podcast called You and Me and Jesus, and it's a Christian marriage podcast. There are a number of episodes there that can help you as a Christian couple live the life God intends for you to live. So you can find it at youandmeandjesus.com. Okay, friends, as we dig into this issue of people gifts that God has given to us, let's pray, asking him to give us understanding of his word today. Lord Jesus, you are our King, and we're waiting for you to teach us. We won't understand unless you instruct us, so please guide us. In your name we pray, amen. Okay, friends, get out your Bible, get out your Morning Mindset journal if you have one of those, and we're going to be looking at Ephesians chapter 4, verses 11 through 13. The Apostle Paul, speaking about what Jesus did after he went back to heaven, says, and he gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the shepherds, and teachers to equip the saints for the work of ministry, for building up the body of Christ, until we all attain to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to mature manhood, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Now, I am sure as I began reading that, you noticed right there at the beginning, there are four titles or roles, so to speak, that the Apostle Paul mentions. Actually, in your version, it may look like five, and I'm going to explain that as we go through this in the next few days. But these are certain positions within the church, and they are also certain spiritual gifts that the Holy Spirit has given to individuals within the church. What you're going to discover as you dig into this issue of spiritual gifts is that no one person has all the gifts, and no one gift is expected or given to all people. So the Lord, as he determines, passes out these gifts, so to speak, that enable us to function within certain roles within the church. And these gifts are very much like other gifts that we might mention in our earthly life. They are meant by God to be a blessing to us. So these are people gifts. These are not just spiritual gifts for a role and a type of service, but these are individuals that God has gifted this way to be a blessing to the rest of us. If you look in verse 12, look at the reason he gave these gifts, what they're supposed to accomplish. To equip the saints, that's you and me. Saints aren't dead people that the church has appointed to be saints and have sainthood. No, saints, in the biblical way of using the word, are people who believe in Jesus Christ, people who have been redeemed by his blood. So that's you and me. These gifts, these people gifts, are here to equip us for the work of ministry, for building up the body of Christ. That's exactly what verse number 12 says. Now, we're going to dig into some of that later, but friends, I want you to stop and recognize the people in your local church, and I hope you do attend a local church. You really need a local church if you're not attending. The people in your local church are God's gifts to you. Those people who might call themselves apostles or prophets or evangelists or shepherds and teachers, they are God's gifts to you. Now, in future episodes, we're going to dig into exactly what these different gifts are So please stick around for that. But right now, I want you to examine your own heart. What's your attitude toward the people who lead your local congregation? Are you viewing them as gifts? Or are you viewing them somehow suspiciously or somehow as an obstacle or a problem? I don't know your circumstance, but the Holy Spirit does. And I'm trusting Him to teach you how to view the gifts He's given you in the people who lead your local assembly. Lord God, help us understand as we dig into this scripture more and more who these people are and how they are meant to be a blessing to us. Guide us in being a blessing to them and making their ministry, their gifts toward us effective. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. As our episode today wraps up, let me remind you of just a couple of things. First off, if you would like to know more about what it means to be a follower of Jesus and how you actually make sure that is true of you, you can go to morningmindsetmedia.com/meetjesus. That URL is in the description of this episode. And finally, let me remind you about that podcast that I mentioned at the beginning of this episode. That podcast and a lot of other stuff are included on our website, which you can find at morningmindsetmedia.com. You'll find that link in the description of this episode also. Thanks, friends. I'll talk to you again tomorrow.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.